Get a hearing test at any hearing health center. I did. They're in Chicago, Park Ridge, Highland Park, Naperville, or Oak Brook. Use the promo code LISA and your hearing test will be complimentary. Call 833-GO-HEARING or book online at hearinghealthcenter.com.
So, Kevin, you must have seen the new IKEA hot dog.
No, I have not.
Oh, my goodness. It is huge.
Go on.
Oh, wasn't John talking about this with Steve the other day?
I don't know.
John
I didn't
Williams.
Hear it.
Yeah.
So it's not in the United States. It's in the United Arab Emirates.
Oh, they do it bigger over there,
it's
baby.
20 inches.
Wow.
Long.
Is it all beef?
I don't know what it's made of, but it's called the half meter hot dog.
Half meter?
Yes.
Oh, like half a meter. Yes.
Half a meter.
So it's a foot and a half, essentially.
It is huge. You got to put up a picture of it because it doesn't even fit in the bun. I mean, they made the bun bigger, it looks like.
Yeah, the bun to meat ratio is just way off.
It's way off. So you got to eat a lot of dog before you even get to the bun, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. And it's like $5.17 for this hot dog.
$5. By the way, I know that 20 inches is a foot and 8 inches before I start getting a foot and a half comments. But you have to – so you think there's too much bun? Or no, too little
much.
Bun.
No, the bun covers about, I don't know, what, a third of the hot dog, Mary?
Wait, it's like a third.
Whoa. So they just went to like went to the grocery store,
yeah.
Got any old buns,
yeah.
Like the barbecue, here's a pack of eight?
Yeah, yes. Who's going to make the special bun for that? I mean, that's a big bun.
Someone will make a bun that big.
Bob could do it. He's a bread maker.
Yeah.
Start approaching the United Arab Emirates to make the buns.
Yeah, Bob, get on that. What are you doing with your life? Why aren't you making buns for the UAE? Come on.
Come on, Bob.
You're delivering news here on an afternoon in Chicago. Yeah. You could be the bun king of Dubai, okay?
Just got to look it up. It is a huge
Dubai
dog.
Candy.
They could pay
Dubai
you in Dubai.
Chocolates with the pistachio.
Do you put in, so here's the question. If you've got a bun
that sticks out.
A dog that sticks out. Do the condiments only go in the portion where the bun is?
Well, yeah, because otherwise they just run off. Yeah. It would be a really messy situation.
So 2/3 of this hot dog, you're just eating a plain hot dog.
Yeah.
And or you could cut it off, I guess, and stuff it in the bun.
Yeah.
They do that in some countries.
I would cut off the ends and stuff it in the bun.
They do that some places.
You're better off getting the $1.50 Costco dog.
Yeah, Costco's still going to beat him out.
It's a pretty good hot
dog. This is way too big. I mean, you couldn't eat this when you were driving.
Is that your barometer of whether you're gonna grab it, Mary, or not?
Can you eat this?
Yeah,
while
you know
driving?
You can't eat this while you're driving. Yeah, unless it's a Taco Crunch Supreme, I don't want it.
Hello, officer.
I got the Home Depot hot dog a couple weeks ago. You guys ever get that?
$1.50?
No, it's not $1.50, but it's very good.
That's
what you normally pay for a hot dog. I don't know the precise amount, Mary. Oh.
But those are the ones that are made from the Sausage Queen of Chicago. I'm forgetting the name
Fix
of the company.
Franks.
They used to be in Bridgeport, and they just moved down to, I'm going to do this for your hometown. I believe it was Moni, but don't slap me if I'm wrong, Mary. I'm looking at you.
What?
Okay.
You better move on to the next story.
Kevin!
I also have a food, sort of food related.
Let's do it.
You remember the, I'm sure everybody remembers, I remember having them at the Powell household. The cans of the frozen juice concentrate.
Oh, yeah. Put that in the pitcher, pour some water
the orange
into
juice?
It.
Yeah. Minute Maid was the popular one. Coca-Cola
sure.
Company says they're discontinuing the Minute Maid cans of frozen orange juice.
No.
But it was just, you just plopped it into the pitcher. And then they had the pitcher with like the actual, it was like a plunger thing on the top to mix it all together. Did you guys have that
one? We had that. My mom had it. And it was three little cans of water.
Yeah.
You just use the same, canister.
You would use the can, put the water in.
Three in there and
put it in. Then you'd mix it up and it was juice. I never really understood the purpose of it or why it even existed.
What do you mean?
Because it was a concentrate instead of a powder form, but now everyone does the powders.
Yeah, right.
I think it was more authentically juicy.
Oh.
And we just thought it was good for you.
It was cool. I would just eat it frozen.
It was exciting to make. But the Minute Maid is discontinuing their orange juice.
Oh,
their frozen orange juice.
I will say it's probably been since the early 90s I ever did that.
You can probably find frozen ones in the grocery stores from the 90s still. I mean, is anybody actually buying those still?
Apparently not.
I haven't seen those in years.
My mom, every morning, she'd make a new one because we drank the whole thing every day.
Jeez.
Yeah, they also did it with lemonade.
Kids.
Lemonade, too. Orange juice, grape. Mm-hmm. Grape flavored.
And talk about that in the movie Trading Places.
Hmm.
Oh, Bob.
Sicole?
He's always going back to him.
I mean, it was a frozen treat we were talking about. He had to give us a popsicle.
I know.
All right, Bob, bring us home, bud.
Yes, earlier we were talking about Olympic events that have been but are no longer and other Olympic events that should be. And somebody, me, came up with the idea of snowball fight.
Yes, you did.
It has not been an Olympic event, but if you go to the Koide International Snowball Fight in Niigata, Japan, regular people can compete in snowball fights.
One-on-one or is it team?
It's an annual event. It's a team event. I looked up the rules. They're kind of like dodgeball. You throw at the other team, and if you get hit, you're out for a period of time. And they do it with a bracket thing. And so it's in the mountainous area of Japan, and it's an annual event, and usually it gets several hundred people to participate. So there is competitive snowball fighting. It's just not in the Olympics yet.
Okay. Well, one day you'll lead that charge. I want you to spend your summers in Dubai or UAE. That's where Dubai is, right?
Dubai is part of is UAE.
Making some buns.
Yeah. Making some buns. Yes. And then I want you advocating for the snowball fights in the winter.
Great.
I just remember when you get
my
a
life
nice
has purpose and meaning now.
Finally. Okay, that was great. That was the sound check. I had more to say, but I'm just going to leave it because we're out of time. News coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN.